Inspectors General from the General Services Administration and the Small Business Administration say the federal government doesn't have strong enough deterrents to fight small business contracting fraud. Guy Timberlake is the co-founder and chief visionary officer at the American Small Business Coalition, and he's here to talk about these deterrents. Guy, it's always great to have you on. You have my favorite job description in the whole federal business market.
I appreciate that. It's always good to be on with you, Francis.
Are these deterrents strong enough, and what exactly are they in the first place?
Well, I mean, the current deterrents right now, I think in one of the articles that your folks did, it talked about assessing a penalty for the money that they were awarded under contract as opposed to the total value of the contract, and a minor probation or even jail stay, I think maybe 6 months at the most. So there's really not much of an unincentive, as it were, for folks not to do this kind of stuff, and knowing that they're really going to get nothing more than a slap on the wrist.
The Jolie Lee's piece says the Small Business Act mandates 23% of all federal contract dollars should go to small businesses. Agencies also have to meet specific goals for small disadvantaged businesses, women-owned businesses, hubs-owned businesses, and veteran-owned, service-disabled veteran-owned small businesses. But we see studies all the time, and I'm sure you hear about it from your members all the time, that some agencies don't even get close to those numbers, whatever the numbers are for their particular set-aside. And we don't ever seem to hear much about any accountability for the agencies either. So it seems like this is kind of a little bit of a Wild West. Is that a fair view of this?
Well, I think it goes on both ways. I mean, and just to kind of discern between the two, I mean, those folks that are out there actually misrepresenting themselves or doing fraudulent activity to win small business set-asides, that's definitely one thing, and there's definitely should be some punitive action that takes place there, stronger than what's already in place. For the agencies, as far as their goals, and again, it's one of those things. I mean, from the standpoint of an agency having a specific goal number to reach to work with small business, I think, there's a positive to that, and it's not to make excuses for any of the agencies, and I don't need to speak for them either, but, there does come a time where certain mission goals may come into play, where things, maybe aren't conducive. But that being said, at the same time, I think small businesses of today are a lot more sophisticated and capable than small businesses were 10, 15 years ago. So things that may have gone to mid-tier companies or even large companies back then, I think a lot of small companies can take that on with a true capability and capacity, financial and otherwise.
I agree with that point. There's the other side of the coin, though, when it comes to the budget pressures that some of the bigger companies are facing, especially public companies that are really in a position where they have to drive revenue for shareholders on a regular basis. I'm hearing from small businesses, and I'm sure you're hearing it too, that they're competing against some of the big companies that they've never competed against before.
Absolutely.
In the environment we're in now.
Yeah, I mean, this has been one of the things that we've talked about over the last couple of years. Traditionally, a lot of these larger companies, and we'll say, the usual SI suspects, anything under $5 million or even $10 million, they wouldn't even raise their pencil for, just because the cost of doing business was really prohibitive for them to even look at something like that. Times have changed. Budgets are tight. Business is tight. They've got to keep the wheels turning. And, yeah, they're competing at levels now where, 5 years ago, they wouldn't even have thought twice about it.
I guess, though, that means that maybe this problem has the potential over the next several years to get bigger as people get more desperate and sometimes push the envelope and think, well, maybe we're not stretching it as much as we think they're stretching it. And yet, when somebody actually looks at what they're doing by the letter of the law, they're really in trouble.
Well, I think what it comes down to, though, is if you're talking about set-asides, whether the larger companies are coming down a couple notches in their visibility of opportunities, that really doesn't have any impact on small business from the standpoint of agencies setting business aside. So if the work is being set aside, then it makes no difference what the large companies want to do other than being teaming partners or subcontractors to smaller companies. So I think the set-aside issue is still different in that respect, and really kind of regardless of what the larger companies do, there should still be that, that enforcement of the goals for companies that participate in the small business program. But again, I think one big piece of this, though, is, and it happens with small companies, folks from large companies, folks from mid-tier companies who are going out there and doing things to circumvent the system. And that's where you really need to get some teeth in it. And that's, I think, was kind of indicative from the IG report that the VA put out relative to, I think, $500 million in contracts awarded to companies where they couldn't verify, veteran participation, ownership, or control.
When you talk about putting teeth into this, what's teeth in your view? What's fair and what would really make an impression on somebody?
Well, and again, I think the article really summed it up well. I think there needs to be something in there where you know, it's going to be a huge deterrent for someone to even think about doing this. And if you're talking about somebody going out winning a $5 million, $10 million, $20 million contract, and not only do they, you know, potentially forfeit the proceeds from the contract, they maybe have to pay that amount back to the government just for the sheer aspect of being, you know, fraudulent. As well as some severe penalties for being locked up as well.
Guy, we're almost out of time. What else are your members talking about as challenges they're dealing with when it comes to doing business with the government right now?
Well, I mean, I think right now everyone's feeling the same pressures. I mean, obviously the budget is a big part of that. I think we're all waiting to see what's going to happen from a continuing resolution standpoint, see if there is going to be a formal budget passed, for the next fiscal year, short of the potential stopgap that's been going on for a while now. So, I think, nothing's changed from the standpoint of the typical pressures, just more of them now.
Guy, I always love having you on the program. I appreciate it.
Hey, likewise. Thank you very much for answering.
Thanks for your time this afternoon.